Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're very lucky indeed because esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein will be joining us for the entire hour. We'll be talking about all the stories making headlines in the automotive world. And Paul and I are just back from the SEMA show in Las Vegas. We didn't run into each other there, but it was a huge show, to say the least, and we're going to talk a lot about SEMA in this hour of the broadcast as well. Telephone-wise, you can call us up at our toll-free line anytime, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email available to you 24-7. It's bob at boblongradio.com. That's the best one. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Well, I went out to Las Vegas this past week and spent 3.5-4 days at this gigantic show called SEMA. In my opinion, it was the biggest one ever. And joining us now on the line is esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, contributor to NPR Radio, and much more, our good friend Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome, and thank you
so
much.
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, the SEMA show this year, let's begin by talking about that. Certainly, it reminded me a lot of Disney World. There were so many people there, and they took every inch of this place.
It's a special place. If you are a car fan, and I don't care if you're into performance, appearance, you're into trucks, you're into sport compact tuners, it doesn't really matter. It is a fantasy land.
It really was, and you know, every year it's gigantic, but I think this particular year, 2014, they had more exhibitors than ever before. They had more attendees than ever before. There were rumors circulating around that they've surpassed now the Consumer Electronics Show for the largest number of people in attendance at a trade show. Some people were talking close to 200,000 people there. I don't know if that's exaggerated or not, but certainly by the traffic in the aisles, I mean, usually the first day it's very busy there, and then we see kind of a slow ramping down, but this year was solid all throughout the entire week.
Yeah, it seemed that way. I remember trying to race to various news conferences on Tuesday, which, you know, is typically the big press day for some of the big announcements. We had, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, Kia, Hyundai, among others, and a number of suppliers, tire makers, things like that. And I was stunned at how difficult it was to simply move, just jammed in there. I kept winding up whacking through the crowd to try to get through like I would through dense brush in a forest.
Yeah, it truly was amazing, the number of folks in attendance, and I think they were selling booths up to the last minute because, for example, my broadcast locale was supposed to be in one location near the press center, and then on Tuesday they actually moved me because they had sold that space, and I wasn't the only one that was also moved last minute, and it seemed like every nook and cranny, every closet, I mean, where the old media center used to be, that's more exhibits were hallways that didn't used to have exhibits, had exhibits. I think they even had some exhibits in the men's room, Paul.
We won't talk about what they were showing at being Las Vegas, Bob.
Very good, Paul. Well, let's talk about that.
But you're absolutely right. I spoke with Chris Kirsting, who is the CEO of the Specialty Equipment Marketers Association, for those not familiar with SEMA. And he told me that they did expect a large crowd. I think their initial applications were somewhere in the order of 140,000, 150,000. So To have it go up to 200, I think, is unlikely, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit more. Record, maybe near record. The other thing that's very interesting is that the industry itself, if you take the entire specialty equipment sector, which you know, isn't actually everything. There's some other organizations that don't report to SEMA, but SEMA manufacturers are expecting to have about, what is it, $35 billion worth of business this year, which is actually down from the record just before the recession, about $38 billion. So people are still, there's still a lot of things competing for discretionary income, and there's still a lot of people that don't have the full discretionary income back yet. That said, we are in a situation right now where I think a lot of the people in the industry are preparing for things to continue to get better. And look at that. Look, Bob, look how the car market has continued to exceed expectations. I don't think anybody expected that the U.S. auto market would be approaching another all-time record, at least approaching in this economic cycle. So no wonder there were so many people there hoping that this economic upturn continues for a few more years.
Absolutely. A few new OEM people displaying for the first time. Mercedes-Benz was there for the first time. BMW was there for the first time. And that's significant in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's real interesting. Some people go, well, wait a second, why are the car makers there? This is an aftermarket show. Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, they're there to show that they're passionate about more than just selling stock cars out of the factory. And so they want to be out there. They also want to connect tuners and aftermarket providers. In fact, they often wind up getting ideas from these guys for their own catalog, their own options, and at times they wind up forming business relationships. So some of the things that you get from these aftermarket folks, you'll find in the catalog. Ford, as you may recall, brought back the legendary King Cobra nameplate. Everybody was hoping, oh, this is great. Is it going to be a car that they're going to sell at the showroom now that they have the new Ford Mustang? Well, the reality is no. But Jamie Allison, who's the head of Ford Racing, told me, you can build one, as he joked, by ordering one of every part in the catalog.
Very good. And certainly there was a lot of announcements on the part of the OEMs as far as parts and accessories. I think the Mopar folks, the Fiat Chrysler automobile to the former Chrysler group, Pietro Goliere, has done a wonderful job in making Mopar big time. And certainly they're doing quite well with their aftermarket business.
Yeah, actually, it's very interesting. Chrysler. Now, how do they compare to GM, which has been a major player in aftermarket over the years? They're probably not getting quite as much business per car, but they're really pushing for it. One of the things I find fascinating that Chrysler's come up with through their Mopar division, their Mopar accessory division, they have set up these aftermarket conversion centers outside eight of their North American factories. So if you walk into the showroom, you can opt for the normal accessories, you know, the seat heaters, the power lift gate, whatever it is you want to get. But you can also opt for some more traditional aftermarket things like the step-up rails for the Ram pickup, for example, or bed liners, factory-installed bed liners and the like. And a lot of this stuff is being installed at these special centers. So it's sort of like you can get your car tuned, you know, get some of these aftermarket parts. But what's really good about that is that when you order it, you're also getting it not just done by the factory, but you're getting a factory warranty.
And that's not to be overlooked. Very good point, Paul. Mini was another one of the manufacturers on display there for the first time. And we've seen other brands like Lexus make a regular appearance at the show. And Hyundai, as you mentioned, were there. Kia was there. And it's just a feast for the eyes. I mean, visually, Paul, I mean, this is definitely right up there with some of the exotic car happenings on the Monterey Peninsula during Pebble Beach.
Oh yeah,
Week.
Absolutely. And you know, pointing out Mini is a great example. Mini really has proved to the industry how successful you can be if you have the right brand and the right after.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the Detroit Bureau.com, is with us. And we're talking about SEMA 2014. We'll also start talking about some of the news making headlines in the world of automobiles. But, Paul, SEMA, for the first time, I wasn't there. I was making my way back home. But on Friday night, they had their first ever public event held over at this new venue, relatively new venue called The Link, and got some reports via email that that was a gigantic success. And certainly, you know, the eye candy outside the convention center is just unbelievable, and the fact that they were going to take some of the best vehicles from the show floor and bring it over for the public to see, I think was a really cool move.
To finally reach out to the public. The initial numbers were as many as 9,000 reservations, and it was free, by the way, which is pretty amazing, especially in Lost Wages. That town is not known for giving anything away for free. They had, what did I hear, Bob? Something like 500 different cars.
Yes.
On display at the SEMA public event. So I've got a feeling that they're going to be looking to do that more in the future. And my question is, why aren't they doing a traveling road show with it? Because, boy, could you imagine that? You know, we have in Detroit, we have the big tuner event a couple weeks after the regular auto show. Well, SEMA could be running something like that all over the country.
They certainly could. That's a wonderful business idea, Paul. Lots of celebrities in attendance. My friend Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. And I know Scion was going heavy metal, as you write, at the DetroitBureau.com. They had a very famous guitarist in their booth. And this was the 10th, I believe it was the 10th speed, the brand Tuner Challenge, the Scion Tuner Challenge.
Yeah, they took some folks and gave them the new FRS, which, you know, is the cool little sports car that they have in the Scion brand, and they gave them 90 days and what was it, $15,000, I believe, to go out and have some fun. And Speed Hunters, which is an online video operation, won the event. But they also had a number of other people come in with tuned versions of, well, just about any Scion product. And one of them was the old thrash metal band Slayer. They came up with a really cool vehicle, built-in Marshall amps and speakers. And we're not talking about loudspeakers, you know, just for inside the car. This is the sort of system you can take out and actually do a concert using your car as the amp and the speaker system.
Only in Lost Wages, as you say. Very good. Let's touch on production vehicles. Over the years, we've seen a lot of production vehicles introduced at the show here, including the Ford Raptor, the Honda Civic SI. Last year, the what is now the Scat Pack version of the Dodge Challenger with the shaker hood made its public debut kind of as a test bed, and eventually that of course is now going into production. Did any of the OEM show off anything that we're going to see actually on showroom floors, whether it be in a few months or a few years? Did we lose Paul? We may have lost Paul. Well, we'll work to get him back with us. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or our email address, it's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, and we're talking about this amazing show in Las Vegas once a year called SEMA. In addition to all the cool things happening at the SEMA show, it's been a very busy time in the automotive world news-wise, and we're going to dive into that with Paul here in the next few moments. And, of course, around the bend, not that far off, in less than a couple of weeks or so, it's going to be time for the Los Angeles International Auto Show. And we've got Paul back with us, and I was saying that it's a busy time in the automotive world coming on the heels here of SEMA. We're going to be seeing the L.A. International Auto Show, Paul, but I was just curious, since you attended all the OEM press conferences in the past, we've seen some production debuts and some kind of teases, like last year we saw the shaker hood on the Challenger, and now that, of course, is part of the Scat Pack package. Anything new introduced at the SEMA show that we'll actually see in production vehicles?
We saw less this year than we have in some past years, but there were a few few important things here, one of which was the commemorative edition of the Camaro, along with the Green Flash, two limited edition models that will mark the end of the incredibly successful return of the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think of it as if the Camaro never went away, but the fact was it was out of production for something like 7 years. And when it came back in 2009, there were a lot of questions about whether GM would be able to take on the Mustang. Well, wow, what happened? All of a sudden, it's been the Camaro in its final year of production in this model that has been dominating the sales charts. So this commemorative edition, well, I can see why they would want to commemorate this run. Mopar, we saw a few vehicles which may come into production from the Dodge family and others in the Chrysler, you know, the Fiat Chrysler empire. One vehicle which we will see on the road, so to speak, will be a very limited edition vehicle. Bob, I don't know if you happen to see the Charger RT funny car.
I did not see that. It was so busy there. But that sounds like a cool thing.
Well, this is a classic funny car, Mopar and Dodge put together. Bob, you want to guess the horsepower?
Oh, my goodness. In today's world, when you're getting 700 horsepower out of a stock engine, 1,000?
All right, so this uses a 5-liter solid block with a supercharger the size of a refrigerator. That supercharger needs 1,000 horsepower to operate. So if that isn't a good hint, let me just come out with a number. We're talking somewhere between 10 and 11,000 horsepower.
Now that's enough to wake you up on a morning. Absolutely. That's
so with the idea of being launched down a drag strip, hitting 320-something miles an hour, they're hoping to go for the land speed record there, which I believe a quarter mile now is, what, 324, 326? I don't remember the latest.
Yeah.
They're talking about being able to do those quarters in under 4 seconds.
Wow.
I think the record there for a funny car is 3.96. So keep your eye on this vehicle. This is going to be a very interesting product. Unfortunately, I don't think it's something you can order at your neighborhood Dodge dealer.
Yeah, we got to watch that one. And, you know, I definitely was low in my estimate. You're absolutely right. These funny cars put out just an absolutely tremendous amount of power, and that vehicle is certainly a testimony to that. When we come back after our upcoming break here, we're going to talk about some of the other news-making headlines in the world of automobiles, including certified pre-owned cars. The sales have hit a record. That and more, straight ahead with Paul Eisenstein.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80. The number's 80. Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Speaking of Detroit, we've got the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, with us, who is telling us all about his reaction, his response to SEMA 2014. But there's been lots of other things making headlines in the automotive news world, and you can find them all at Paul's website, thedetroitbureau.com. Speaking of that, Paul, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and remind folks about all the cool goodies and newsletters and updates that you offer at a very, very attractive price.
Free. Everything on the Detroit Bureau is free. Whether you are trying to read online, you like to get our daily, weekly, monthly, or per post updates, our RS feeds or our Twitter feeds. They are all free. We cover every aspect of the auto industry, whether it's new products, SEMA shows, new car shows, business. We'll cover it all and keep you informed on anything happening with the auto industry.
One of the stories up there that caught my eye right now is a story you've got about CPO vehicles, certified pre-owned vehicles, hit a sales record. Many folks are buying vehicles from the dealerships that have been thoroughly gone over, and in many cases, not only walk away with a decent warranty, but also a really great value.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting concept. I mean, you have to understand, to put this in perspective, Bob, we sell something like about three times as many used vehicles in the U.S. each year as new. That's great because obviously not everybody can afford the rising price of new cars, but there is always that peace of mind problem. I mean, how many of us have picked up a used car really not knowing what it's been through, whether it's really up to speed and so on, and you get it home and, you know, within sometimes within hours, sometimes within weeks, you have a problem, and basically you go back to the dealer and he says, well, let's see, I can fix that, and here's the bill. Well, what's happened is virtually virtually every manufacturer out there, I can't think of any up to the most exotic makers, now has a certified pre-owned or CPO business plan. And what they do is they take vehicles that are relatively new, usually off-lease vehicles, meaning they're only out there for about 2, 3, occasionally 4 years, and usually have relatively low miles. What they do is they take it back to the service bay and put it through extensive inspections, some of them more than 100 points. They'll fix or replace tires and brakes. They'll check cooling systems, engine, all that stuff. And then when you buy the vehicle or lease it, you wind up with a like-new warranty. So you're getting a virtually new vehicle, and you usually have a like-new warranty as well.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody because with the ever-increasing price of a new vehicle these days, I mean, you can definitely save a lot of money by picking up one of these lightly used vehicles that have been very, very well-maintained. So I can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do have to stress, you will pay more. This can be sometimes a few hundred dollars, sometimes it's more than $1,000. But, again, you're getting a warranty, and you'd probably wind up spending a fair bit if you could get, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, the extended warranty on a used vehicle. You'd certainly pay to take it into the dealer to have them do any of the touch-up and fixes that would be involved in getting used vehicles. So I think it's an absolute bargain, and it's great for manufacturers and for customers alike. Now, here's the quirky thing, Bob. Makers like it because, one, it gets the used vehicles out. They get a good price for it. It's called residuals, trade-in value, whatever you want to call it. They tend to get higher loyalty. People tend, if they buy a Ford CPO vehicle, they come back for a Ford vehicle next time, and sometimes they'll go and trade up to a new vehicle. The flip side is, I know plenty of people, I bet you do too, who are saying, well, wait a second, why should I even bother to buy a new vehicle? I can get this like new, 2 years old, a lot of the depreciation's gone, and I can save a lot of money by going with a CPO, and I'm getting like new vehicle. So that's an issue. Some people are simply skipping the new car market to get CPO vehicles, certified pre-owned, instead of new.
Wow. I am not surprised because, again, when you look at that value equation, it is there in droves. Let's talk about a little bit of a management shakeup within the Ford Motor Company. It seems as if Jim Farley has really been batted around the Ford organization, and once again, they have moved him, and they have also moved Stephen Odell. Tell us about this swap in the Ford management realm.
Yeah, now first of all, there was a fairly widespread shake up, if you want to call it that, the other day. We saw, I think, two or three senior guys retire, and we saw Jim Farley, who's been their worldwide marketing chief. He will be moving over to Europe to handle, oversee the European, Middle East, and African operations. In turn, the head of those Euro operations will now be back in the U.S. running marketing, and that's Steve Odell. He's a real veteran, something like 35 years in the empire. Jim Farley, you may recall, is relatively new. He's been with Ford, about a decade? Had spent most of his career working at Toyota, was critical in the launch of the Scion brand, and last ran Lexus before making the switch of coming over to Dearborn, Michigan. Now, there are some that think that this is a little bit of a slap, that this is the new CEO, Mark Fields, just sort of taking a punch at some of his rivals. Some have suggested that maybe Steve Odell is being punished because Europe's turnaround is slower than expected. It hurts Ford's stock price and its profits. The reality is, if you look at the history of Detroit makers, they move people. And Farley's been in his job for a long time. I think the one thing that he did maybe get a slap at was when he was removed as head of the Lincoln brand. They really needed to have somebody running that exclusively, so I wasn't surprised at that either. I think this is fairly normal for Ford and the Detroit makers. They like to move their execs around. I'm not sure I see this as penalizing anybody.
No, absolutely not. Another interesting story, everybody's expecting the all-aluminum F-150 to take home just a slew of titles this year, but in the case of the Green Truck of the Year, the award goes to the Ram 1500 Eco Diesel.
Yeah, that was an interesting decision. we should talk a little bit about the background on this. The folks who put Green Car and a few other publications together online and in print run an operation. They actually have two. They have the Green Truck and the Green Car of the Year. We'll see the announcement for the Green Car of the Year. The finalist will be there. The winner will be announced at the LA Auto Show in just a matter of weeks. It's surprising. Who would normally associate the word green with a pickup truck? But the diesel got heralded. And by the way, it's won a lot of other awards. This Ram EcoDiesel was also named, if I'm correct, Bob, wasn't it Motor Trend Truck of the Year this past year?
Absolutely, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, the regular one was the previous year, and then this one won Motor Trend Truck of the Year this year, beating out the new Silverado. So that was very significant.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of praise, and I'm one of those who's been singing the praises of the diesel that they have put into the Ram pickup. I am stunned that we have not seen more makers moving to diesel. I really expect that GM will at some point. Ford continues to go with their EcoBoost alternative. So this was a very significant development. Now, again, you have to put it in perspective. This thing from a carbon dioxide standpoint, if you're worried about global warming, still puts out a lot of CO2. I think it's something like 273 grams per kilometer. So it's not exactly something that Europeans are going to embrace. But for Americans, the fuel economy and the low emissions of that diesel are pretty spectacular.
It's a wonderful power plant and drives like a gasoline-powered engine. Great torque, great power, and none of the old diesel bugaboos. They're all gone. When we come back on the other side, more of the stories making headlines in the automotive world with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to InvestYourself.com. 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 That's InvestYourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race? With the
We're live coast to coast on great radio stations all around North America, around the world, via GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and regular contributor to the broadcast, has been spending the whole hour with us. We always love that. Paul, bring us up to speed on the latest in the airbag fiasco.
Which one? Bob, this is getting crazy. You know, airbags were designed, developed to be one of the best safety technologies that we've seen in decades, right? Well, how come we're seeing millions of them being recalled? We have a story on the DetroitBureau.com, which you may want to check out, talking about the fact that a growing number of airbags have been recalled in recent years. And we're not talking about just 100,000, 200,000. We're talking about well above 10 million. In fact, we have just seen the Takata airbag, and I think that's what you're talking about, the Takata airbag recall, expanded yet again because of some steps Honda has taken. It's now in the range of something like 7 million vehicles equipped with Takata airbags in just the last month or so. Now, some of those recalls overlap with announcements makers like Honda and Toyota made earlier. But the fact is, this is a huge, huge, huge problem. And if you have a Takata vehicle, I should say, equipped with a Takata airbag, and you have received an airbag recall notice, you desperately need to get back to the factory as soon as possible. Need to get back to your local dealer, check the factory website, call your dealer, find out how soon you can get this thing repaired. Because what happens is these bags, if they do malfunction, can actually explode much more violently than they're supposed to, and in some cases actually launch shrapnel into the passenger compartment.
Oh, that is pretty scary, Paul. It really is. And that's not exactly an easy fix either. You know, to replace an airbag is a pretty significant job on the part of the dealership. You can't just roll in 15 minutes roll out.
No, it's not an easy fix, but it's not incredibly crazy. Luckily, we're not talking about airbags that have gone off. We're talking about the airbag modules. What happens is this, and I should stress that there is only conjecture right now. There's a lot of confusion and concern about what exactly is the cause of this problem. What they seem to think is that there was a defect in the manufacturing. Most of these are older vehicles, so this dates back to the early part of the millennium. And these airbags use inflators. They're explosive devices that create hot gas that blow the bag out of their hiding place and give you that cushion of safety. But what happens is, particularly in high humidity areas, Florida, along the Gulf Coast, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, it appears that they fail, at a much more frequent rate. There's a lot of evidence that they're also failing elsewhere. In fact, three of the four fatal accidents involving Takata airbags did not occur in states where some of the recent regional recalls have occurred. And there's a lot of folks out there who are screaming for federal regulators to expand this thing to a nationwide issue. Some of the Takata airbag-equipped cars have been recalled nationally. So even if you live in North Dakota or Michigan or New York, you should check. And, Bob, I don't know if you filled folks in, but now anybody can easily check to find out if their vehicle has been subject to any recall, not just to a specific recall. A lot of times people miss one or two. You know about that, right?
Yeah, I have, but it's worth reiterating here today, Paul.
Yeah, well, basically you can go, and I apologize, Bob, the phone dropped in and out, so I don't know exactly what you said, but just in case, if you'll allow me to
sure.
explain to people, every manufacturer now has to offer a recall finder on their website, public website, so you can go in, plug in your VIN, your vehicle identification number. It's on your registration. It's also on the dashboard. You plug in that number, and it'll tell you if there's been a recall on your vehicle, and then you can check to see if your recall, if your vehicle has been fixed. Because sometimes you buy a car, you don't realize there's a recall, or you don't know for sure if it has had repairs made.
Mm-hmm.
NHTSA also has it, safercars.gov. That's safercars, plural, .gov. You can go and check to see if, in fact, your vehicle is subject to a recall.
Excellent news and excellent information to pass along to our listeners. Speaking of recalls, I think this is an unusual marketing ploy, but it makes some sense. GM is offering gift cards to get owners to make recall repairs. Tell us about this.
This is the thing that gets me, Bob. I don't understand this. When I've had a recall on my vehicle, everybody has.
Sure.
I want to get it fixed as quickly as possible. I don't care if it's a minor problem. I want it fixed. I don't want to put myself, never mind my loved ones, at risk. The reality is, on average, only about 70 to 80% of owners ever take the vehicle in for a recall. They get delayed. Sometimes the dealership says they don't have the parts and it could be a while, and so they forget about it and so on. Well, makers by law are required to go out there and try to get consumers to come in. They work hard at it. Some make calls. Some dealers will give, for example, they'll fill your gas tank or give you a car wash. And GM's latest to get people to come in for this for the ignition switch recall they announced back in February is that they're giving $25 gift cards to people who do complete the recalls. This is for folks who have not yet had the repairs done. If that's the case, you'll get a card in the mail. It's not active. You can't just take it out and use it at places like Amazon or Starbucks or Red Robin. But you get your repair done, and they will give you an activation code. So for taking care of your own life, you're going to get a $25 bonus.
Yeah, it is surprising that folks don't bring their vehicles in. I mean, some of it is complicated by vehicles being sold, and a lot of the new owners that are taking delivery of the used vehicle are not up to speed on whether or not the recalls that the previous owner, if that owner addressed those vehicles. So, once again, very important to check out that ability now to look up your VIN number and find out what recalls are out there for your vehicle and perhaps which ones have been completed and which ones have not.
or go to the maker's website, Ford.com, GM.com, Chevrolet.com. Very easy to do, no excuse. If you value your own life, and certainly if you value that of your family and friends, you have no excuse but to go check and see if your car should be subject to a recall and repairs.
I understand. Just looking at the price of gasoline these days, we're seeing a glut of Saudi oil, which is causing this price adjustment.
I don't know what it is in your neck of the woods, Bob, but I just paid $285.9 yesterday, and that was with the credit card.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing, and I've heard that it's dropped down. I think they're saying that by the time we hit bottom, we should see more than 30 states pricing below $3 a gallon for regular unleaded self-serve. That is mind-boggling. Now, why has been the question? We all know that gasoline prices are heavily manipulated. Speculators run rampant over the consumer in this situation. Sorry to editorialize, but that's the reality of it. And what's happening right now is that the Saudis seem to be unleashing. They're opening up the spigots and letting a flood of oil go onto the market. Now, there's a couple of different reasons this may be happening. One is they seem to be trying to short-circuit demand for the oil from the Islamic State terrorists who have been using oil on the, you know, dumping it on the black market to raise money for their own warfare in Syria and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But they also may be trying to short circuit efforts to dig for oil here in North America. That has been driving down the cost as we've seen more oil production here. So the Saudis may, in fact, be trying to set it up to try to slow down exploration in North America and other parts of the world so that they can raise prices significantly in the next few years.
It's going to be an interesting story to watch, and another interesting story to watch, of course, and we've been covering it here on the Detroit Bureau and Auto World, is the Tesla story. It there's always something going on at Tesla, and the latest has to do with some financing and accounting. What's the latest there?
Well, Bob, here's a case when profits are losses. Tesla came out and made a declaration that they had one very great month, or one great quarter. And from one level, they did. They sold a lot of cars by their own, standards. They had a record number. But when you looked a little more closely, what you see with Tesla is they tend to report earnings numbers that don't conform to anybody's own accounting procedures except for their own. And
amazing.
Adjust your numbers. Whoops. They were in the loss column. Big time.
Thank you, Paul. We'll talk with you real soon.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.